You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now.
Podcast.
We're back. You Know What, Dude? Live. Welcome, everybody, to the show.
YKWD.
I started a social media podcast. The fact. The YKWD podcast.
YKWD is back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
I'm sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. I did invent
so
all of it.
Long.
And I have the charisma of a foot, so I really didn't go anywhere.
Wow.
But I did inspire Joe Rogan, which I'm proud of. I'm proud of. You wouldn't have all these great podcasts if it wasn't for my shitty
song.
Charisma and my disposition.
Yeah.
That has fucking held me back like a lead weight since day one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I could just pee just 5 seconds of Dane Cook's fucking charisma. 5 seconds.
Yeah. You have a 21-year-old girlfriend?
She's 19.
She's 19?
I think so.
Really?
She's not of drinking age. I know that.
Oh, wow.
Well, here's the thing. I don't mind having a girlfriend as long as you have a wife, too. I mean, have some respect.
Yeah.
have
somebody
some
be a Christian.
To ground you.
Yeah, have somebody to ground you and to make you fucking dinner, because this bitch is going
to
want to eat out every night.
And
I'm
going to
balloon
God,
up.
God, no, she can't cook a roast.
I can't slice garlic.
Yeah, what is a fucking 19-year-old going to cook? Fucking, what's she going to air fry a potato? I don't know.
Come on, is she going to cook up a selfie, huh?
Yeah, my wife made a fucking, my wife made a sauce tonight. Fucking home. Homemade, ah, boo, boo, boo.
Oh my God.
And I told her it was fucking too cold, and she made it up. She ate it.
Only thing she's getting ready is the right hook.
All right, well, Mike.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Italian,
don't.
You're going to say Italians will hit the whites?
Right there.
Take those swings, man. Don't, you know.
That's what they're doing, taking swings.
Now he's doubling down.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's introduce the podcast scenario. That's what I call it. It's a scenario.
Oh, it's a scene.
Fun.
To set the scene, we have Anthony DeVito.
Yes, gay.
Sure.
Gay as they come.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's Greg Stone. You're fine. Go ahead. That's Greg Stone and Mike Feeney. I fucked up.
We had to get
Mike Feeney is gay as a wind chime, for sure.
Oh, yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He has gay hair. If it was
the gayest
old,
hair in the biz.
If he was old Hollywood, he would just be blowing Cary Grant.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, loving Cary. You. Hey, and you talk like him, too. Hey, you mind if I suck your dick tonight? I'm an extra. But I do a little comedy. I know a guy named Don Rickles. I opened for him.
We have Rosebud Baker.
Yeah.
And yes. Andy Haynes.
Andy Haynes. Now, I mean, is it a secret that you guys, I mean, can I talk? I mean, you guys.
Yes.
Is it out?
I was going to split you up. Because
like
I didn't want.
I preferred it.
Now, what happens if now you guys?
Rosebud just has such masculine energy.
I said we both do.
At least a masculine hat, unlike somebody.
Yeah. yeah. We switched hats tonight.
Oh, my
He's
hat.
Wearing mine.
Nah, he was working before the show. Bingaboo, this is a fucking street job. Over. But,
yeah, we're finally done with that project, Broadway and Canal. So.
Oh, good. That was fucking on my ride home.
That's dragging out, Andy.
It's great. We're finally done with the.
You know
lines.
They. You know,
the lines.
Oh, the lines are the hardest part.
Yeah.
You know, you could stick out in your career. You don't have to stick out in a line.
True.
All right, listen. now, what happens if I like him more than you? And then you break up. Do I have to stay with you because I know you?
You do.
No.
Oh, it's loyalty?
Yeah, it's a loyalty thing.
Oh, so you're LA?
No, she's going to LA. So just
oh, you're moving to LA?
No, I'm not moving.
She's
I'm
gone.
Not moving to LA.
When do you
she
leave?
Moved to LA.
I'm not. I have an apartment here.
Yeah, but you live with him in LA?
No, he's staying in my apartment.
I live in New York.
What
in
will
my
you
own
got?
Apartment.
In my apartment. He lives in my apartment.
And he works all day construction.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, where do you live? Where's
Jeez
your apartment?
Louise.
Just in Where? Gramercy.
You have an apartment in Gramercy?
Yes.
That's such a great place.
I know,
do I
love
need to
it.
Bring up that
so
you
wait,
haven't
so
paid
wait
me rent yet?
Rosebud, you have this great place in your Gramercy, yet you're still leaving.
It's because Andy's there.
Where are you? Are you going to LA?
I've been there for the last 2 months.
So you're living in
I'm
LA.
There for pilot season.
Who?
That's it.
Pilot season. They don't have fucking.
Yeah, I know.
What agent? What dickhead agent told you that? Listen, it didn't work out with the other thing, but you got to come for pilot.
I'm shooting
season.
Something in March. I have something I'm shooting.
Okay, so listen.
It is a pie.
Okay, listen. All right, before you start letting it out of the bottle before it comes to fruition, let's back up a little bit, okay? He's depending on this show to go.
Yeah.
So we need to. He wants to move to New York, and he needs that apartment paid for. Listen.
No, I live in New York, Bobby.
Oh, you? Because you live
in Gramercy. I've been living here, yeah.
Okay, so you're in New York. You're in L.A. for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Whose house are you staying in L.A.?
I'm swapping.
Whose apartment?
The last 2 months, I stayed. Okay, so I subletted in January.
Are you an assassin? Why is this taking so long?
Because I can't remember where I've been.
Are you a hunter?
I subletted in January.
Are you hunting Nazis?
And in February, I stayed at a friend's place in her bedroom.
Right.
Because
right.
She's staying in her living room for some point.
I got her a free place, but she didn't want it because it's my ex-wife.
It's disgusting. So. It looks.
You were married?
Yeah.
How long were you married for?
2 years? Anthony knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Introduced him, right? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
About 2.5, I think.
Really? Yeah, 2 years? Like, and was she a comic also?
She is a comic.
Whitney Cummings?
Yes.
Oh, my God!
You should have stayed with her.
huge and bank account.
Yeah.
She owns a horse.
I know. She's got multiple horses.
Yeah, dude. I would have fucking...
I want to be horse rich.
I would have wrapped my legs around her waist, and I would have never let me go. She could have came up with anybody. I'd be like, it's okay. You guys want some snacks? I took care of the llama
You'd be
today.
Making pigs and blankets.
He doesn't like everybody. Yeah, but he likes me.
Like every time she went away, I'd kick that llama right in the gut. Cocksucker. I should be opening for you. Not Julian McCullough, you motherfucker. Anyways. So you were married. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts, dude. Now, she's a comic, dude. I don't want to.
You can say her name. If you Google my name, her.
Lynn Coplitz.
Yes. It was actually Jessica Kearson. And when she came out, I was devastated.
Really?
Yeah.
On their wedding day.
Yeah. Brutal.
She was going down on one of the caterers. Well, technically going up because she was on all fours. Anyways, it's gross. Our rabbi had a stroke.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Oh, good. I was going to tell you to get out.
There's no way that would fly.
No, not here. It's all everywhere. But our Jewish. Mazel tov. Don't lump it there, Rico. Listen, I love The Hunters. It's a great show. And she's Jewish.
Is it good?
It's Quentin Tarantino. Cheesy, everyone. They're breaking into stuff, and it's a different style of show. It's not just a straight show that you think it's going to be. All of a sudden, they'll bust into some crazy music, and they'll do some sketches, like almost like they did this one sketch that was fucking great about racism. Like in the middle of it, they just cut back to the way it was.
Yeah,
and they have all these like white people and all these Germans, and it's like. They start talking about how do you know when it's a Jew? And it's a game show. It's just like the most racist game show. But they're not Nazis. They're regular people like us. Just be like, I don't know, because they have money. Ding. And everything is right.
I wish that was the whole show. Yeah.
Comedy Central has that coming up.
Okay, good.
Yeah. How do you know when they're a Jew?
That sounds like Comedy Central's brand nowadays.
The ending is a little crazy. And it's sad that you can do that now. You can just usually have to wait like 8 months to say the ending to a show.
Yeah.
But now I watched it because I was in Sarasota, Florida by myself.
Right.
And it was either watching The Hunter on my iPad or fishing on my VR that I took from my kid. I spent an hour fishing in the living room of my hotel room by myself.
With the glasses on?
Literally.
The PS4 one?
No, the Quest, Oculus Quest.
That's the saddest image.
It's on my...
You on the edge of a bed with those dumb fucking glasses.
Bring up the...
Those goggles.
Bring up my Instagram. It's
just
the
throwing
saddest.
Your arm forward.
I was actually
like a blind
happy.
Man trying to swat amazing. A fly.
Huh? It must look amazing, right?
It's pretty fucked up that I'm on a boat... on a lake catching fish and the sound that's coming through and the wind noises. And I do fish and it did relax me. And I was catching and you're literally holding the fish like, oh, it's a nice fish.
You can watch you can watch specials like that now.
You can actually watch a comedy show.
That's what I mean. You can go like be live in an audience with the little camera.
Well, I actually was going to define it a little more for you because that's not what you said.
Do you want me to leave?
No, I want you to say, I think I like you more than I like Rose.
All right, that's hurtful and rude.
I'm sorry. I gave you the middle seat. I gave you the middle seat.
Yeah, that doesn't count if you keep saying that you like him more.
I am kidding.
He's only
said
it twice.
Make your husband feel good.
He's not my husband.
I know you're going to dump him in a couple months.
I'm going to leave him for a black guy.
Yeah, once he gives you that rent money, he's fucking out. What'd you say? Going to leave him for a black guy again?
Yeah.
Listen, you really did go from one to the other.
He will leave me like notes when he goes on the road, and he's like, please stay away from basketball courts.
Ground fried chicken.
Ground fried chicken.
Overweight white women.
Churches that happen for more than an hour.
Yeah, mega churches.
Martin Lawrence fan conventions.
The mall.
Any improv on a Sunday?
The Yellow Suit Emporium.
Any store that sells hats?
Yeah, Stacey Adams outlet.
These are sweet notes, but I can't share any of them because all of them have something racist at the end of them.
Well, that's
because
her sexual history looks like a Kevin Hart laugh out loud.
Comedy Central tried to book Rosebud's sexual past.
They did.
Is that your pilot?
Anthony, did you fart again?
I did.
God damn it.
Well, it cat's out of the bag.
Your legs are open.
Big time. What?
Your legs are open and it's wafting.
Farts out of my butt.
Direct route. And I hate to do this to Andy because she's doing so great.
Thank you.
But yeah.
God.
Sorry.
Anthony was downstairs and somebody asked how everybody's doing, and Anthony goes, I farted a little bit, and then the rest just came out of it.
Yeah, well, I've got loose. He's warmed up.
I appreciate it.
Not everybody comes to the party at the same time.
I actually went on this diet 10 weeks ago now. 10 weeks ago today, really. And I stopped eating sugar and carbs and dairy, right? And legumes. I don't even know what a fucking legume is, but I don't eat them. I stay away from legumes.
Beans and peanuts.
Beans and peanuts. I don't eat beans and peanuts. I like legumes better. Beans and peanuts sounds like a new improv group that Comedy Central just signed for a 19-show fucking deal for $5 million each. And it's all women.
They incubated in digital for like 2 years.
Beans and peanuts this summer. but I...
Somebody didn't get booked on the show this week and is a little bit upset.
No,
about
I'm on
it.
Tonight.
Are you really?
Just the table. table Bob. Apparently I look good around food. we only have fat guys. We need fat guys at the table. We don't want them on stage. They scare the kids.
Yeah.
There's kids in the audience.
But my farts was so. When I was just eating, like, after there was like a week, I was just eating like root vegetables.
Yeah,
just like carrots
and
potatoes and yams and sweet. My dog, I farted in bed, literally like this. My asshole went.
Something like a little
the
girl.
The dog's ear went like this. Like that.
Intruder.
And then it went, and then it went like this, and then shook and jumped and left. Slept in the living room on the couch and is not even kidding. She hasn't really come back.
Traumatized.
Like I marked some fucked up territory with her.
Yeah, it's like a dead zone where like where the Stranger Things upside down can make it through.
It's colder in this area from now on forever.
It was so.
Whatever happened to the surgery you were gonna have? I thought you were gonna have a surgery.
The one I told you about personally?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sober too. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about more personal things.
You were
on the podcast.
I was joking.
Yeah.
This is a comedy podcast.
Right.
I was silly.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I have to deal with.
I swear to God, I should have never fucking asked to bring Andy.
I know you shouldn't have. I
God
like
damn
him
it
so much.
It's upsetting.
No, listen to me. Look at me. I the doctor that I asked was going to do it.
Yeah.
When he said he wanted to do it, he's like, you have to go and see a dietitian and lose 40 pounds.
Right.
And I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I literally walked past the dietitian and I went home. I go, I don't want to see some middle-aged fucking white lady telling me about nutrients.
Yeah.
Calories in, calories out. Go fuck your mother and your genetics.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I blew it off. And I was like, my therapist literally said, why don't you just be fat?
Yeah.
He gave up on
your therapist is Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby. Huh?
He goes, why don't you just accept if you're not going to try, just be fat and love yourself for fat. Be fat. And I was like, I actually went, that sounds good. No one's ever said that. Why can't I just love myself?
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. I came back from Aruba. When I was in Aruba, it just fucking something, and it's happened with drugs and alcohol. It happened with cigarettes. It happened with sex, kinda.
Yeah.
I just shut off. And I came back. The day I came back, I told my wife, tomorrow, Tuesday, last day, I'm done. And she knows me well enough. I've done it with cigarettes and other things.
Yeah.
Well, she's like, okay. And she went out, and I haven't touched any of that shit since. So I went back to him recently. He's at my cigar club.
Uh-huh.
And we would, he's a.
Wait, the doctor? Or
the doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, the doctor, he's fucking great. He's just a funny
your
guy.
Your doctor smokes cigars.
Yeah, your cigar club?
Well, cigars are actually water and tobacco.
Oh, okay.
That's what my dad told me when he gave me my first one.
Hang on. Oh, we have.
That's what my dad told me when he would turn off the light.
I want to give you a sarcasm award. Oh, I want to pray for the greatest sarcasm since my twat wife. Take this orange hat. That's for you. Turn it upside down. It looks more like a trophy. Right. Put that on your cock.
Every time you say something nice to Andy, it makes me want to walk out of the room.
I was mean. I just gave him a sarcasm cunt trophy.
Oh, I thought that was real.
No. That's not
okay, I'll stay.
So anyway,
were you like, how do I get a trophy?
Yeah,
I was like, this is bullshit.
This is fine. That's
so competitive.
That's so crazy.
I know. It's upsetting. I'm very competitive.
That is.
I was like, what the fuck? Give me an upside down cup.
Yeah. Rachel, Rosebud scared.
Give me an upside down cup.
Hey, you weirdo, take it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you like me now? We're gonna fight later.
Less.
Oh, Andy, take another one for that comment, man.
God damn it.
He does go to my cigar bar. Smoking cigars, yes, not the healthiest thing, but it's not cigarettes.
Yeah.
Cigarettes have chemicals. Cigars you don't inhale. If you brush your teeth, like, you know, after you smoke a cigar, if you're smoking 7 cigars a day, and some guys inhale them, chew on them. Most guys will smoke a cigar and, you know, wash your mouth, that it's not really going to affect you that much. And if you're going to get fucking cancer, you're getting it no matter, even if you don't smoke cigars.
Yeah.
But I talked to him recently, and I don't think I'm going to do it. I think I got it.
Yeah.
I think I got it. This weekend, or not this weekend, when I got back Monday, I miss my family so much now because I created this life.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because all the fears you have about meeting somebody, falling in love, getting a house, having a child, getting a dog, and having a life, and then your passion for your drive leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the drive leaves, but what happens is that you miss your life.
Yeah.
So when I used to be able to go on the road for months, sleep on a couch, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Let's do comedy. Let's fucking go get some Denny's. And let's laugh. Let's fucking bust each other's balls.
Yeah.
That was fucking it.
Yeah.
And now I leave my kid for 3 days and I fucking get sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, Sunday, I want to be with him. I want to be with my wife.
Yeah, it's like your Denny's used to be fulfilling, but then you have a family and you're like, oh, I thought a Denny's was fulfilling. And you like...
Well, it is. It is. It's amazing.
It's fun.
Hanging out with comics, being on the road. Sure. But it's like I have this amazing life that I created in Westchester in this 3-bedroom ranch. And I love it. And I love being around them. And it's true fucking happiness. And, you know, I always was afraid that true happiness was going to ruin my passion. And...
It kind of did.
For a minute. For a minute, it does. Yeah. And what you have to do, what I'm trying to do now, okay, because this is where the addiction comes in. So when you feel that, what do? I smoke, drink, fuck, eat.
Yeah.
Right? Or put your passion, your addiction into comedy and fame, trying to make it.
Yeah.
Let's fucking make it. Fuck that. I'm going to fucking murder. I'm going to fucking bad. Hey, how you doing? Fucking Hollywood Bob. Nice to fucking be a scal. Fucking, yeah. Oh, cocksucker. I fucking hate, you know, whatever. I'm going to do what I, you know, and do your shit, right?
I don't think Hollywood Bob is calling back.
He's from LA. I got to get on some of these podcasts out there.
But I would like to get on some different podcasts.
All right, Mission Hill. We get it.
I'm from Seattle.
I can tell.
I'm from the cuntiest part of Seattle.
Oh, really? Couldn't tell. Can I have my cup back?
You just won it.
Thank you very much. We'll put it right there. I'm sure you'll win it back, twat.
Rosebud is clutching her.
But I think that's what is hard.
Yeah.
Is that I love... Now, being around him, I'm a... Listen, as soon as I'm around both of them, I'm like, get me back on the fucking road.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's hard. You know, a six-year-old is fucking hard. And him being so creative and being around adults so much, he's kind of mature.
Mm-hmm. Mature? Mm-hmm. Mature? To hear that with a Boston accent, scary. Mature?
That's not Boston. That is Australian. Mature.
Mature?
Yeah. Right?
Mature. All right, yeah, mature, all right.
You got aluminium, right? Mature?
I'm a bit mature.
I love it, but it's so this weight thing is, and someone told me the other day, you can't do it for him. You can't, listen, I get it. You read that. Someone said it. I understand.
Yeah.
But you can. Right. You cannot fucking die for your kid. Yeah. 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 Right. I could not grab my chest at a carnival for my kid.
During a recital of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I go, fucking Don Corleone in a tomato patch.
Of course you're going to do it.
Can
for
you imagine
him?
The
That's your son.
The iPhone footage. I'm just, and all of a sudden, it's on your stories.
Yeah.
So... I am doing it for me to be around, and for I'm doing it for me, of course. But it is, he's motivated.
Did you want to have a kid when you?
We never did. Me and my wife. I loved my wife because we would look at families.
Yeah.
On the road, and we'd be on the plane going fuck it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then I remember getting our luggage at the thing, and they'd be with this lady just looking sweating.
Yeah.
Like just. Just fucking damp from carrying shit.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at the dad, and he's got something stained on his polo. And he's got a fucking chair and a fucking another wagon. And they're just fucking waiting for 9 bags. And they all look clammy. And the kids are fucking. And they'd be like, where you guys staying? And me and Darby like, flip-flop in. We don't want nothing to get the fuck away from us.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with you.
We flip-flop just make, in.
We would make it up. I swear to God. I've said flip-flop into many of people. Because I want we're not becoming friends.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with your shit, kids.
There's a guy in Sarasota still looking for the flip-flop in.
We should stay there.
Where are they?
They're at the excuse me.
That sounded nice.
I love flip-flops. I wonder if they have
it's
their
It's better
own
if there is actually one, and he's getting crazy business because of you. We haven't been advertising.
That's Aruba Ray's dream. Flip-flop in. We got the comedy and Aruba Ray. And I was a producer.
I swear to God he got work done. I swear to God.
Oh, come on.
I swear.
Well, you know what? Segue back to my diet.
I'm going to ask him who his dermatologist is.
You know who got me on this diet?
Who?
Aruba Ray. Tony V.
Yeah.
The legend from Boston.
Boston legend.
Boston legend, Tony V. One of the greatest guys.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest couples. And Aruba Ray, last time on Aruba, they sat me down and I was just asking questions.
Yeah.
And when they said, you can have potatoes, I went, wait a minute. I can't have carbs. You can't have pizza. You can't have bread. You can't have pastas. You can't have cakes. You can have potatoes. I said, I can have a fucking breakfast potato as long as it's cooked in oil, no butter, no dairy. I said, I can have a fucking baked potato. They went, no sour cream, no butter. You can use ghee, olive oil, avocado. I was in.
Okay.
It's all I needed. Now, here's the addiction part of me. I've had potatoes 17 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
With now, oxycodone on them.
You tell me.
I'm like apples.
I've been eating raw potatoes, so I haven't really lost.
You're going to get like a new thing. You know, yeah. This amount of potatoes.
I'm just going to get those little mini potatoes going out of my skin.
Yeah. Spot like a spud.
Your doctor's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're becoming a spud.
There was this guy that ate garlic that he got. He got a fucking growth in the back of his neck. I was watching the Dr. Pimple Popper, which we watched on the road. It's disgusting. If you haven't seen the show, it's disgusting.
I know what it is. I can't watch it.
Okay.
But I have
this
to watch it.
This woman cut garlic out of a man's neck.
No.
A garlic clove.
No.
Grew in his neck.
No.
Yes, I swear to God.
We saw one.
Disgusting.
Did you guys work on that?
No. No. That was sick.
That was so good.
That was awesome.
I'm going to give you a award back.
Yeah, hey, give me that trophy back. Huh?
I'm going to relapse. No, but we watched an episode of Dr. Pimple Popper where it was like this woman had growths. And they were like, they were cutting the growths off her and like being like, all right, we're going to test them. We'll see if they're like cancerous. And
she looked like a potato. She had like
she had
all these little
huge
like,
growths. Mm. But she was so happy because she was about to get wedding or married.
Weddinged?
Weddinged.
All right, don't get nervous. You're here.
Yeah.
You have a house.
I made it.
You got what you needed out of this broad.
But
who? You have shelter. You're safe until you make it here and then you get your home.
Oh my God!
I'm trying.
I'm fucking.
Please get me out of this grammar spot.
And then
beholden
you go back with Jessica.
This fucking megalomaniac.
Hey, good.
I have to post her Instagram story.
How many?
You've gotten a lot of followers off of
no,
me.
No, I have. Yeah, I know.
Only Rosebud and grandfathers ask that.
I'm verified. I have a blue check.
But you don't have a sarcasm trophy.
She gets DM'd by
too.
An XFL player once a week. No, but the lady, so they get the results back, and they're like, it's not cancerous. And she's crying because she's pretty old, and it wasn't a
good chance. But it hurts because the tears hit the scars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the next slide is RIP that woman.
She died.
That was the end of the episode.
Why?
Happiness.
We tried to Google it. They wouldn't answer.
People can't take it.
They wouldn't answer the Google.
She was dead. So I think Dr. Pimple Popper should have stuck to dermatology and not.
So they killed a woman by taking her nuggets off?
No.
Those nuggets were feeding her heart?
Her nuggets!
Yeah, it's like
oh
Iron Man.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ew, her nuggets.
They were actually external organs.
Yeah.
Me and DC Bennett used to do a comedy with this guy with, he had a nugget on his neck. Oh, and he had like chains that would get stuck on it.
Ew!
We used to rap about it. We'd be like, I knew it. When I saw the woman, was like, I love it, the nugget. When I was at, if I ever see it, a tug it, the nugget. If it was an electrical socket, you plug it, the nugget. We did that for an hour and a half one day driving up to Rochester.
Would you do it to him?
No. What are you crazy? We're not going to. I made my wife get a nugget off. She had a little mole.
Yeah, good.
I told her back in the day, get that off your face. You want a chance with this guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him under my armpit. You're going to have to deal with those or tie him off with dental floss until they die. But listen.
That's fucking gross. Ugh.
Anything I get on my body, I get fucking you can't get. I'm going to tell you this right now, too. If you get a nugget on your vajayjay or your fucking peepee, you got to get it frozen off. Do not get it burned off.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they found out that when they were burning them off back in the day, because I've had nuggets burnt off and frozen off because I fucked like a man.
Yeah.
I was in the 80s and 90s fucking just a stick man rolling it in.
Yeah. Full of nuggets.
Do you have... exactly. You got a condom?
10-piece.
What's
full
that?
Full of nuggets.
I put a balloon on my dick once. It didn't fit. It popped
I've
off
had all the genital warts.
But if you when you burn them, the smoke would actually... whoever if they inhale that smoke...
No.
What?
They get the warts.
Ew!
too.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Absolutely true.
Really?
I'll Google it.
I'll Google
it. I'll Google it, yeah. Yeah.
That's so fucking nasty.
They have to freeze them all.
That sounds like a guy trying to make an excuse for not cheating on his wife. I didn't fuck anybody. Somebody was burning warts.
You know how I am. You know how I love a fire.
I walked by a doctor's office. They had the window open and a big thing of wart dust.
I'm thinking about suing.
But we have 9 computers here. Nobody's fucking right now. God forbid. He's on his phone. It's not even a fucking iPhone 11. It's an iPhone 6. He's trying to figure it out. Okay. What do you got? No, because
burning warts.
It's not getting the answer I need yet, but I will tell you as soon as I find it.
Oh, somebody's been yelled at.
It's like Fox News.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Somebody's been yelled at. I didn't traumatize
him.
I fucking trained him. Stop it. I'm going to train you next, you fucking green meanie.
Why are you so offended that I'm wearing all green?
I hate your Mary Tyler Moore outfit.
He got on stage and goes, her outfit sucks. Whole audience.
I love it.
For Gabby, your outfit sucks. This is
the first thing I said. I was making fun of your outfit.
She looks like a fucking crayon. It bugs me. Okay? You don't wear all the same thing.
I think it's great. It's monochrome.
You don't like my outfit? What's wrong with my outfit?
I just couldn't
tell.
This
is a fucking...
From the monitor, I couldn't tell if it was leather or mesh. And it's neither.
It's
and
quilt.
I wish it was mesh.
It's quilt.
Doesn't know what it is.
I'll tell you what it is. I'm wearing it on the television show tonight. And it's called... I'll tell you right now. It's One Bone Brand. They sent me this, and it's for big guys, chubby guys. Chubby guys.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to look fucking fresh almighty.
Oh, is it?
Is that how you say it?
Fresh almighty? Almighty. Yeah, yeah.
It looks like your jacket has warts. Yeah.
Fresh almighty. What's up? Please, sir.
try out a couple different catchphrases on the show tonight.
Fresh almighty.
You can go like this.
Yeah, I'm just doing it at the table.
Just do a backward Nixon.
Yo, fresh almighty.
I ran into Voss the other night. He goes, I'm doing this now. And he like, that was how he greeted me, like a sad old man.
Yeah, he is.
Just put out his ring.
Honey, because if he catches something, he could die.
Yeah.
So you can't really, you got to really.
He's got the immune system of Ryan White.
Yes.
Who's that?
The first straight kid that died of AIDS. He had hemophilia.
I just laughed at it and I knew it was something like that.
Appreciate it.
I knew you were trying to be. Trying to be Mensa.
That was such a big deal in the 90s. Yeah, no one cares about him now.
No,
he died
not
for nothing.
AIDS or that guy?
AIDS or that guy?
That kid. Well, both, honestly.
Both.
Yeah.
We were talking about that, how like nobody dies of AIDS anymore.
Yeah, they cured it, basically.
That's cured.
And
yeah.
You can have a pill and fuck. If you had
with AIDS.
You could take a pill and just fuck her and knock it AIDS, mostly.
What do you think I've been doing?
That's actually got a special. Yeah. That's the new show coming on.
Yeah.
It's called With AIDS. But it's you with her living with her.
It's living with AIDS.
It's about your life.
Yeah.
Taking over her apartment in fucking Murray Hill. Where are you again?
I took off the immune system. Took over the immune system of her apartment.
It's what cup do I drink out of? You know... They did cure AIDS, which is fascinating to me. And I remember Patrice had a great bit. He talked about this. He goes, where's AIDS? But this is right when AIDS stopped
huge,
being AIDS.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He goes, man, they should do behind the music with AIDS. Like, open the door. Hey, what's up?
Whatever happened.
Just thousands of gay guys he killed on the fucking wall. Just the quilts. Oh, my God.
So funny.
Oh, he's a funny guy, but he's dead now. That's his hat behind me. God damn it, son of a bitch.
Where is it?
It's not there.
It's right there.
Oh, it's over there.
Oh, it's over there.
It's over there. They moved it for some reason because it didn't look good. They didn't want a dead black guy's hat behind me.
That's
it has
sad.
A mirror in the box.
I'm going to read this real quick if you don't mind. These are all beautiful people who went to my Patreon because I go on. What the fuck was that?
It was my fucking vape. I knew it was coming. I was like, I saw the dust settling. I was like, it's fucking countdown till Bobby
what is
shits
that?
On me.
It's I'm not gonna shit on
you.
Wart
What's
flavored.
Wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
It's creme brulee flavor because he only likes the gay flavors and he bought that.
How are why you throwing fun of
why are you making fun of him?
I bought the fucking pods for
Rose
you.
But he moved here for you from Los Angeles.
He moved here for you plus himself.
Chasing
he gets free
this
rent.
Rat around the country.
Yeah, you don't have.
She hangs outside of the Staples Center. Wearing a fake concession stands outfit.
Hopefully, one day, someone will come.
This is definitely not working out. Listen to me. You're dumping him.
Let me tell you something.
You dump him for Arsenio Hall.
I'm not. I really won't. Because it's really working out.
Really?
Yeah, it will.
Why?
Because I just know that it will.
You're scaring him.
I'm not. No, I'm not scaring him.
No, unfortunately, we're very in love.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why can't you look at me and say it?
We're very in love.
Because he's so in love with me, he can't
now
break
Andy
eye contact.
To everyone.
He's trying to make eye contact with her to see if she's going to throw me under the bus.
That's good that you're in love.
Yeah.
Because he has nobody.
He's
me?
Been with someone for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I read that blog.
Pretty popular.
That's a private comedian's wives blog that my wife is a part of that started. She's called me a hated fat fuck.
Yeah. Hate fulfilled fat
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, that was yeah. it. Yeah. How long you been with your chick?
6.5 years.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh.
She Italian?
Half Italian, half Jewish.
Wow.
Perfect. Mm.
Now, do you have to become Jewish?
No.
No,
no.
She's
got, yeah. Her she's, dad was Jewish,
so she's not really Jewish.
Yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
Off so the she hook. Can she's be Catholic. Yeah. You're Catholic.
Yes, she right. could be my Catholic.
Are you Catholic?
No,
but you believe in Jesus.
I don't think so.
What?
Yeah,
you don't believe in Jesus?
No.
Are you cut?
What are you?
Cut.
Yeah, I think I always get. I'm always confused by that.
Did you circumcised?
Yeah, it looks like.
Does your
yes.
dick look like a soup dumpling?
Yeah, yeah.
Or does it
give
look
me
normal?
Some visuals, and then I can kind of tell you.
You ever see a soup dumpling?
Does your dick, does your dick look like an animal that lives at the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah.
Does no.
Your dick, does your dick look
they
like an animal like yeah, an animal that eats
point.
Ants?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it kind of could. I could see my dick eating some ants. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So Anthony was half circumcised, is what we're getting at, right?
No, I think I circumcised
mean?
Means it looks like a bike helmet, right?
It's got just a helmet.
Yes.
Just a helmet.
It doesn't
yes.
have a hood.
Yes, that's what I got.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy you're just finding this out.
Yeah, this well, is insane.
No, it's like I know it, but
Anthony's
I always get
lived
confused.
On a special community upstate. I just this week.
Don't make fun of me and the Wild Boys. They're my best friends.
He gets off the Tuxedo Metro North stop and just walks into the woods.
It's a fucking far stop. Somebody dated a hillbilly.
That's where I go hiking.
I just got yelled at for chewing gum.
Where?
Right here. I got yelled at by one of the staff people here. One of the producers just told me to take my gum out.
What do you mean?
I was chewing gum, and they could hear it, and the people who listen are going to fucking bitch. So I'm not going to tell you who it was, but I got...
In this room?
I just got yelled. I got texted, take your gum out, fatso.
It was Gabby.
No, Gabby would...
That is something I would say, but I didn't.
Yeah, to her friends.
Jesus, Gabby.
Wow.
I did
That's
it.
Fucked.
Well, you shouldn't be chewing gum. It's disrespectful.
I fucked up.
Yeah.
I took it out, and I acknowledge it. I want the fans that listening know that I know. That's, that's why I don't want to be like, I don't hear it anymore.
Right.
So I just let them know it's over. The okay. gum is out of my mouth.
That's good.
I'm sorry. And it has sugar in it, and I shouldn't be eating it.
That's so funny, because the fans will bitch that you're chewing gum, and then they'll be like, but now it's gone!
It was ASMR.
Yeah, well, there'll be one fan. I liked the gum. It relaxed.
Yeah, I liked the chewing sounds. Yeah. It was ASMR for me.
Do you listen to ASMR?
No, I don't.
There's it creeps me out.
I love it. There's this
what is it?
Chick who has giant boobs.
What is it? What is it?
It's a whisper.
That's not about whispering for you.
It's like
oh,
you get tingles yeah. when you, this like certain.
Try it right now. You do a little for me. I'll shut my eyes.
It's the tits that are giving you tingles. It's not the whispering.
Right. Just whisper. Try.
Bobby, I'm applying applique to your face.
I don't really know what you say.
You're doing great.
That's what I say.
Yeah. You're good.
No, that's great. I loved it.
I'm watching. Do I have people licking your face?
Did you get goosebumps?
Oh, whoa, he's got them.
I live in Westchester if you want to come up to live up there.
Oh, there's also.
You like hiking? I'm right there at the old.
We actually looked at a house in Westchester recently.
Really? You yeah. guys going to move up to Westchester?
Not anytime soon.
Or did you just look on Zillow?
Can I showed you the.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was in Purchase.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little far up. I don't think I'd move up there if you want to do shows in the city. You'll fucking murder yourself. But yeah. you could do it.
This was an incredible house.
Verzi and Giannis live up in North Salem, which is kind of just across from that, or down.
Yeah.
But that's an hour and 40 minutes away.
We're really trying to lock down the New Rochelle scene. You know what I
mean? Well, here, don't go there if you're going to have a kid.
I'm not trying to
lock
down anything.
If you, I'm telling you right now, and I don't know why couples, comedy couples, or guys that live together, fuck Brooklyn, fuck rent. You could rent a house in Larchmont or New Rochelle because you know, you don't care about the school system.
Yeah.
It's right there, and you could get a fucking slamming pad, and you're in the city.
But I think I want to have a kid.
Hang on 1 second. I got to stop.
No, but I thought about that for...
Can I stop for 1 second? I'm sorry. I got this fucking cackling...
opioid addict in the corner.
What?
You,
what? What? Slamming pad was funny. I hate you. You can get a house with a backyard, a pool, all kinds... For not the same exact money you pay for rent here in the city.
Yeah, I want to live off the Hudson line. I want to do like Austining.
Dude, you could Austining, but that's actually a little rough. I'd rather if you look at
Beacon's fucking rough.
Dobbs Ferry.
Yeah, yeah.
Dobbs Ferry. Irvington is the shit. What's the other one?
Cold Spring.
Cold Springs is so nice. That's pretty.
It's
the best.
Very pretty up there. Do you have a house up there?
No, I just love it.
Oh, because I know a famous comedian that just bought land up there and is building a house. I'm not telling anybody.
Is it Bill?
No, it's not Bill. He's not coming back.
I figured.
Bill's not. Dude, I bought fucking 100 acres, dude. Cold Springs, dude. Bought a fucking Tahoe.
Have you seen his bathroom?
Bill's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Why?
Andy lived there.
No, you lived at Bill's house?
No.
You were fucking wife. Bill?
It's where him and Rosebud met.
I was there.
Yeah.
Do you have any goals of your own?
I was their gimp. just to live for free until I get murdered in a school shooting. And
why are you in a school?
I just hang out by
them.
God, I hope that happens. I really do. I hope you get shot because of that hat.
That hat would keep him from getting shot.
No, it would not.
Yes,
a school shooting.
It's Hunting Orange.
Yeah, but the opposite, Bill. If you're school shooting, you're looking for people.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah. Opposite Bill.
We know autistic kids are drawn towards the bright orange.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah, if you're in the woods for a deer, you'd save him. At a school shooting, he'd be like, I'm going to shoot
Who's that fucking asshole?
Oh, man, this guy made it so easy for me.
Who's that guy with a drone, surfboard, and skateboard?
Yeah. I'm going to shoot that 36-year-old.
Who's that?
Cool.
37. That's what I say.
I was 37. Who's that guy who makes his own cards for holidays?
I include some of the jams that I put together. The little
together.
Anthony's had them.
Very nice.
Send them to all my friends.
Every year I look forward to it.
The apples are from Dutchess County.
I wear a bra. Hey, what's up? That was pretty funny, Mike. Guys, give me a sec. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm going to read this, right, Gab? Everything highlighted, I'm going to read. I'm actually excited about this company because I want to try it. I have to fill out a form, and they'll give me a little tablet, but I might just buy it. I still got to fill out the form, but Blue Chew. You guys remember the days when you were always ready to go? I remember I didn't wear underwear because it was always hanging to the left or to the right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, yeah, it smelled like a soup dumpling most of the time, but it was nice. Now you can increase your performance and get extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved activities as Viagra and Cialis, and you can get your first shipment free. They're giving it away, okay, when you use promo code DUDE. So it's free. This is free. This is something free. Use promo code DUDE. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as the pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
Oh.
You get it?
Yeah.
Look, if you could benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office, wait in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. So my six-year-old isn't going to think it's candy, right? They made it in the USA, which I love, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, They're cheaper than the pharmacy because it goes right to you. They cut out the middleman. Best of all, there is no more awkwardness. Mm-hmm. I like this. I want some of this so bad. I want to try it.
Try it.
I want a hard pecker. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. Go right now, right after the podcast. Go BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free. That's free. That means nothing. When you use promo code DUDE, just pay $5 shipping. I know you're saying, oh, it's $5. No, it's not, because if you bought them, most stuff you have to pay that $5 anyways. So it's free. Go right now. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code DUDE. Try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the YKWD podcast. All right, let's get back to the show. People, what do you think about that? You like some Blue Chew? I didn't think I was gonna like him this much.
I know, me either.
Nobody does.
Surprising.
Well, Gabby was like, she wants to bring her boyfriend. I was like, this is gonna be a nightmare. I go, I don't fucking know him. He's,
I know.
And then she went, he's from LA. I was like, what are you trying to get me not to like him more? And then I go, I said that, she goes, he's funny. I go, yeah, to you. You're a fucking 2-year vet.
No, he's funny.
Three.
Three, shut up.
Andy's been doing it for how long?
15.
15?
You're not letting me set it up because you're defending him. I'm actually setting him up to go, yes, he's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop sticking up
for
the guy.
You already said he was funny.
Stop sticking up for the guy you're going to dump in 3 months.
I'm not going to.
I know you're in love.
I'm in love.
I know, and you need
some. And I'm not 25.
Right, yes.
So I
do. You have plants in your apartment?
Huh?
Do you have plants?
No.
Do you have a cat?
No, I have a dog.
You have a dog at the apartment?
Well, he's in boarding right now.
Why?
Because I came back from L.A.,
so when you're staying at the apartment, he's with you in L.A.?
She's living in L.A. till April. I'm splitting time because I'm just a comic. I'm not like a show business person. So it doesn't make sense to be out.
So you're like Ari Shaffir. You just want
to
do.
No, I'd love to be on television and write for television, obviously. You'd have to be an idiot not to want to make like $4,000 to sit in a conference room. But I do better in New York than I do in L.A., so right. I have to make money. Does that make sense?
No, it's absolutely perfect, because if you're a comic, you can make money here.
Yeah, you can't make any money. In L.A., they give you like $8, and then they like are like, we gave you 10% off of your flank steak, and you're like, that helped me not at all.
They really like their flank steak in
I'm
L.A.
I'm sober, and but we pay you in drink tickets. Oh, man, Diet Pepsi.
It is a weird thing, but you know, we got together around 20 years ago here, maybe a little less than that. We got together and forced the Cubs to clubs to change their fucking ways.
Yeah, they need to do that in L.A. I'm actually surprised some of those, like Ari specifically, or somebody like that, who's more
he's New York
at the store. Yeah, but he still plays the store.
Yeah, but he's more here now. But yeah, I don't understand why we actually all got together and we were like, fuck, we need to get. And the Comedy Cellar was the first club to do it. Mm-hmm. And they paid more than everybody else. They were like, we're not going to do $25 more. We're going to do 80, instead of 75, we're going to do 85.
Yeah.
And, yeah, which we used to get paid food.
Well, it's crazy.
On the weekends?
On the weekends, you got $50, everybody.
Oh, okay.
And we all got together, and it was so funny because it was all like Dave Attell and Patrice and me. I mean, it was all, and then fucking a bunch of open micers that have been doing comedy, and they were just, can I, shut up. No, you can't ask anything. This isn't about you. This is for you in 10 years.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck. What if I? Shut up.
It's crazy to me that when you're in L.A., everybody's doing their A material on these shows that don't fucking pay. That's the crazy thing to me, because if the clubs aren't paying, why are you giving them your best shit?
I mean,
why aren't you just trying shit out?
Well, how much is, like, what's one of the rooms? Let's do the math. Ready? What's one of the rooms?
The store.
Okay, so the store.
The store does pay decent money for a weekend spot.
And they also give people the door. They give a door deal, I believe,
right?
That's
the main room on the weekend.
On the main room on the weekend. Yeah. So, like, they've actually offered me to go in there and do a door deal at the main room. I just didn't want to do it because I was like, well, if I don't sell it out, this is going to suck.
Yeah. No, you should.
It's going to be Bob Kelly and 7 YKWD fans that are really skank fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never made more than $10 on a spot at the Improv, though.
That's a 300 seat room, right? 300. How much is it?
The main room?
The main room.
$20?
Yeah, 20, 25.
$6,000 a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy that sells it out every Saturday, Brian Monarch.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy, money. Yeah. Good money.
Who is Brian Monarch? Oh, go ahead, man.
But I'm sorry.
He's just a producer.
I just think that there's something out there. There's a reason why they don't do it. Maybe we don't know because the rent or blah, blah, blah. Right. But, you know, you they probably should get together and get at least more than $7 or $10 during the week. You should get maybe $20.
I think the improv got better, though. I don't know about the factory. I don't work there anymore because the booker changes like every 3 months. But
is it a Jay Davis now?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
I don't know.
Hey, man.
Never met Jay Davis. I only
no
know
way.
From the fucking documentary.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They should do that. We did that and it changed and it was great. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, you can make a living here doing stand up.
I mean, think about the cellar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
There's four shows on Friday here. There's three shows at the Village. No, four shows at the VU. And then there's three shows at the Pussycat in a block. This is like this is like Boston back in its heyday.
Oh,
in New York right now.
Did you make a lot of money in Boston back then?
I didn't because I was just coming up.
But I mean, could you?
Yeah, those guys never left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never left. You didn't have to leave.
Yeah.
And I talked to like Tony V about that. Why didn't you leave? Because we invented it.
Yeah.
It didn't exist.
Yeah.
We're the ones who invented comedy in Boston. We went and got the club. We put everything together. We put the comics together. Mm-hmm. And then we went over here. And then people started doing it. And now, you know, you get paid a certain amount of money. And we didn't have to leave. Why are we going to give that to you? Why are we going to go to, you know, over there? We'll just stay here. They raise families. I mean, these guys have, some of them, you know, live happy, good lives. Some of them don't. They didn't save their money or fucking taxes whack them at certain times. But some of the guys, you know, did it right. And why would you fucking leave? Now Boston's crazy. Imagine owning a house in Boston now. You know, my grandfather's house was $13,000 when they got it. It's $850 now.
Wow.
$850,000 for a fucking house. A little tiny, little shitty house. So,
God damn.
Yeah, Boston comedy was, but, you know, you can make a living there. You could still do it too, I guess. I could stay in the city sometimes. Sometimes I could.
It's like you can make a personal living, but you would. Like with a kid and stuff, I don't know.
And you're not factoring in like insurance, right?
Well, I get SAG.
Oh, okay. So you book.
I have and I haven't. You know what I mean? Like there was, I think 1 year I had to pay. Man, it was like I think it was $1,800 a month.
Yeah, that's.
And then when I get it, it's $300 a month.
Yeah.
It's
a quarter. $300 a quarter.
Some weird shit like
so
that.
So good.
It's the best. Damn.
I want to see if I can do that this year.
WGA insurance, you can get like a nurse will come over and like brush your teeth for free.
Oh, the Writers Guild is awesome.
It's crazy.
The
best
but
insurance I've ever had.
I can't. When I had that shit, it was awesome. But I had that for like a year.
Right. Yeah, I saw. I
oh
had
yeah,
the,
you have it because of the
Noah show. Yeah.
Are you on Noah's show?
No, Noah Garden Schwartz and Clayton Inglis, they had like a sports comedy show.
Yeah.
That like we wrote on for a week and then they just canceled the order.
Really? But they still paid you.
But they still paid out because it was contracted through the summer. So it was like, so I kept the insurance. So I have it for like another year or whatever.
So great.
And it's like, it's like crazy.
It's literally like chiropractor, massage.
Yeah.
Here's the thing is I got it and I never used, I just didn't fucking look into it.
Yeah.
And I'm so sad that I didn't do all that crazy shit because it's the best.
I'm going to get surgeries when I get it.
Really?
No reason.
Taller.
New spine.
Get circumcised.
new
spine.
Brand new spine. Just go in there and just be like, I want a new spine.
I'm going to get this.
Keep saying that over and
I'm gonna
over
I'm going to get the Spider-Man. I'm going to get Wolverine metal bones.
I'm getting a dog nose. Sniff real good. You know, like they do.
He's going to get his tremor fixed.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my hernia and my belly button fixed.
Oh, God. Have you ever Googled a hernia in a belly button?
Yeah.
Those image searches.
Erotic.
It looks like a baby doing a thumbs up.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
It really. Oh, we got the internet now? Look at my little kid. Look at him.
Aw, two teeth.
Aww.
Good guy.
Wow, we lost two teeth in one day?
Three in a week.
We still didn't see the what's it called?
I'd be concerned.
VR.
The what?
Virtual reality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the fishing.
It was in your story.
I don't want to look at
it. Bobby, he looks like you.
Well, look, if you know my... Thanks, buddy. Got a little runny nose here.
Aw.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Everybody, get your masks.
I don't think it's in the story. What were we just looking up right now?
Hernia and a belly button.
Oh, hernia and belly button. Do you know how to spell it?
Why don't you just show everyone?
H-E-R-N-I-A.
Umbilical hernia.
Yes.
Where is it? Oh,
blech.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. All right,
look at
which,
that one.
Wait, which one do you think mine is? I'll be honest with you. Which one?
I think it's that one with the hand on it, like it's like the guy's pregnant, like
that one?
Pregnancy shot.
Okay, what do
I
you think
it's the one that looks like a penis head coming out of a to the left of that.
Where? To
yeah,
the left?
Yeah, that one right there.
Oh, Jesus. I think that is a penis.
Yeah.
I think somebody's docking with his belly button. That's Mateo Lane's new headshot. What?
I think it's one down and to the right. That one that looks kind of like a...
That one?
Looks like a nipple.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like a nipple. I think
Gabby,
it's like
which one do you think it is?
Okay. The one all the way to the right, last row.
Right there.
Ew. What if you...
No,
that
left.
One?
No, one.
Ew.
One to the left.
That one.
Yeah.
Have you seen me naked, Gabby?
Did I nail it?
No, Mike, what was one?
It's from
I think
here.
It's that one also.
Wow, you guys are both right.
Which one?
Oh, that's that what it is?
Yeah, it looks like that, yeah.
It just looks like a fucking
well,
belly button.
What happened was...
Disgusting. Does it hurt?
Here's what happened. Because the belly button hernia is the most common one that you can get. And it usually doesn't do anything. You could live with it forever. I'm getting it fixed from the doctor that was supposed to do the stomach surgery.
Oh, he does it all.
He was supposed to go in and fix that when he did this stomach surgery. But when...
Met him in a cigar shop. He just said he cut open my stomach.
He works out of a medi spa.
He's cut me some kind of 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, he's going to give me filler, and then he's going to fix my
hernia.
There's
a no man's land between New York and Connecticut where you can get half-price surgery.
He's actually an Indian guy, and he sells cars. He does hernia surgery.
Yeah, I'm getting a Lincoln to go with this hernia surgery.
But
he's got to fly to Haiti.
Yeah.
Been meaning to go anyway, really.
But it starts out like this. All of a sudden, it feels like my belly button, it feels like the wall of your belly button isn't there. Like, what the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's gone. And then all of a sudden, there's like a little, it's little your intestine coming out of the...
I had
What's
that?
I had a hernia.
You did?
When I was 10, I got a hernia.
Of course.
Really? Yeah. From where?
I got it from...
Why, of course.
Just he's got...
What, do you like him?
Yeah, no. I do. I really do.
Could you show it?
He's just got... This is how I show it.
Look at that at me.
This is how I show it.
I love you too, Bobby.
You love me too, apparently.
I was training for ski
race. What the fuck?
That's what I was doing.
Wait, you were what?
Training for ski race.
Oh, right.
You're a skier?
I was.
You don't even look like a skier.
That's
can I have that
true.
Cup? His thighs?
You don't look like you've been on a stick going down something fast.
No, come on.
You don't look like you have a GoPro fucking deal.
He's got great thighs.
Yeah.
What?
He's got great thighs.
All right. Okay,
just saying.
I don't even know what that. What is that? What?
She makes
I don't know,
me I've never wax been, him.
I've never.
The wax.
So what happened? Where did it come out of?
Put
your
on
side?
Tights. My groin.
Oh, those are the worst. Those
it hurts
are
so much.
Those are dangerous and they can hurt. Yeah.
And I woke up screaming, and my mom came into my room, and she goes, "Shut up."
Jesus.
And so he's like. Dating his mom.
Yeah,
now.
That's why I'm dating Rosebud.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
The only way I can come is if you ignore my needs. So that's what's happening.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So, and they had to fix it back then. They had to go and do the mesh.
I think I was so young they didn't have to use the mesh.
Oh, really?
Because I was 10.
They just sewed it back up.
They sewed it back up, and I couldn't, you know, do lunges for.
Here's the problem with Facebook is that they, you know, as soon as I had this thing, I must have Googled it. And now all the shit comes up on Facebook about don't get the mesh surgery. If you got a mesh, and it's like freaking me out
right.
That you shouldn't get it. And it's all
I think
garbage.
The mesh is only bad if it's in your groin. I don't think it's bad if it's in your stomach.
Well, I don't fucking know, but I'm all paranoid now. But I got to get it fixed because I can't. If I lose this weight, I already look like an old Peppa mm-hmm. without my shirt on. I got to go back to the gym, get everything tight. And I'm not gonna go this far just to have this fucked up, stupid belly button. And I'm fat, so it doesn't really look that bad. But if I thin out,
right. Just have
look like what AIDS looks like now.
You have a veggie tail body?
You're gonna look cured AIDS.
Just gonna have
I'm in here. I'm still in here. I won't kill you, but I'll make you look weird.
Come on, Bobby. I'm your friend. How long have we been together?
In the voice of a hernia?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
That's where the monkey came in.
I'm a southern hernia. What's it to you, Miss Baker?
You found me in the hole. hurricane.
yeah. We've been through so much
together. It's like vaguely racist.
I think it's all the way, but yeah, I don't know. I thought it really went there.
It wasn't like it wasn't like slave voice or anything. It was just, you know, vaguely racist.
Why are you generalizing slave voices?
Yeah, he didn't go, oh, Miss Baker. He didn't do that.
Everybody do their best slave voice.
Ow!
That's spot on.
Look at Gabby's face. Gabby is just mortified.
Gabby wants a deal so bad. Her whole future is ahead of her.
Yeah.
I'm not letting this podcast take me down.
It will. It will.
This will ruin me.
Honey, yeah.
I'm going to get a phone call. Her dad's going to fight Liz. You got to cut her out of everything.
Yeah,
$10 million. Everything is you done. I hope you get a nice big deal. You're going to be the next superstar of something, and you have to pay me off to
distance
cut you out of everything.
Yourself from Bob Kelly.
Do you know what I mean? I've listened to episodes I've done of this podcast where I'm like, oh, shit.
Yep.
That's going to fuck me over.
Yep.
It's so weird that you guys are both white women and you're scared of those things. Nothing bad happens to you guys besides sexual assault, you know?
Yeah, and nobody's ever touched you in here.
Let me tell you something. If I get caught for saying something on this podcast, I'm saying Bobby's a rapist.
Oh, I'm writing three articles.
I'm going to write three articles. I'm going to call Vulture. I'm going to hit up every white woman I know.
I think your track record says you're not racist, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you fucked so many black guys.
Were you being sarcastic?
No. Thank you very much.
Thank you. When it's that way, it's the acting. Well, here's the thing. I think about that a lot, too, because I probably, this podcast started before any of this shit was. We knew where any of this was going. So if you want to come back and get somebody, you get everybody on this fucking show.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous to do because we're comics. You really can't take that away. So if you're trying to be famous, yeah. If you're trying to be funny, you really don't have anything to worry about.
Right.
Because funny will always overcome fame. Just always does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So if someone, you got a show on NBC. So now you have nothing to worry about because you're funny. Gabby, I'd be panicking. But
I'm not funny. But I'm going to be famous. I'm going for the other F.
Yeah.
You really are. Son of a bitch. No, but I don't think you have to worry about it. Because what are they going to do? You're going to be on a show, they're going to bring this up, and then you're going to be like, yeah, I said that. I was making fun of people. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Who gives? We have to get over it sometime.
Well, it's funny.
Don't we have to get over it? Like,
I think podcasts, I think of as like life insurance, but they'll also kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For comics, it's like they will end your career, but they will keep it going because that's where you build the fan base that's loyal enough to just like show up.
Yes. But also like even like I think it was Pete Davidson was getting attacked by the LGBT.
QIA.
Thanks.
COC.
I knew you'd know.
Seattle.
YZ. Orange hats.
I'm wearing this hat for all of my comrades. I mean my comrades.
Andy really shines with wordplay.
Yeah.
Good. But I don't know what I'm going to say. Pete Davidson. He... What'd you say?
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Pete Davidson.
What did he do? Was it on his special?
My mother does that to me. Don't ever do that to me, Michael. Pete Davidson. Keep going, fatty.
Like an audience member that heckles you and then tells you to go on.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson got attacked for his the promo of a show. He talks about gay guys being touchy-feely, grabby, grab-assy and whatever. And they got offended. And they were like, they'd walk right up to a straight woman and grab her boobs and all that shit. And it's like, my girlfriend, it's like, what the fuck? How do I know you're gay? But it was just a joke, whatever, harmless.
Yeah.
I don't care. Don't judge the joke. I'm judging that they tried to go after him. And women were like, fuck you. It happens all the time. Women, a group, finally were like, yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. I've had a lot of gay friends or gay guys sexually assault me, basically.
Yeah.
Because they're gay.
And right. Black teens are scary.
Yeah, they try to ride that wave.
Rosebud Baker. Rosebud Baker. Rosebud Baker. Gabby Bryan.
I didn't say that.
You guys are going to both lose your deal with The View early.
Yeah.
It's going to be called The Vista.
They're going to have to call it The Point of View. It's one point of view that we see. Men are bad. Ugh. Everybody else is awesome. Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about it. Gabby definitely does. I mean, what would you do, though, Gab? What if you get... I mean, you're trying to be famous, right?
What?
You're trying to be famous, right?
No.
What do you want to be, funny or famous?
Funny.
Okay, there you go. You have nothing to worry about. Nothing.
I mean, I want to have a house with floor-to-ceiling windows.
Big bathtub.
Yeah.
Really big.
Marble everything.
I want a sunken living room.
Oh,
sure.
You want a what?
Sure.
A sunken living room? The apartment in the later seasons of Mad Men?
Ooh. Mid-century. Yeah. Mid-century contemporary.
Just fuck it's other mine. Women than my
velvet
wife.
Velvet couch.
Woof. 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 Don't worry. I mean, it's not you. His wife is a different woman.
My wife's different.
Oh, okay.
Woof. I just said that. He said it right to me, too. I almost like he said, fuck your wife. I think that's what he said to me. Yeah. I'm going to fuck your wife.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all doing polyamory now, right?
I thought we were friends.
I thought we were cool, Bob.
My deal is if you fuck my wife, I get to fuck you.
This guy plays for keeps.
So, all right. Like I've said, I'm like
and
a
I go on.
Camp
I get on top.
Okay.
I want your legs wrapped around me, you little tall glass of fucking Seattle water.
It's gonna look like we're doing couples yoga.
Acro yoga.
I'm gonna come on your nuts. This show. This
wow.
This one's not getting monetized. Let's call this non-monetized. Didn't make money on YouTube this week. Fucking Christ.
God damn.
We didn't actually read the names.
Yes, I did the setup for it, though. I got to read these real quick. Let's put the brakes on this show. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Thank you so much for joining. I'm looking at the camera.
I was like,
are you in show business?
You looked like you were looking at God. I didn't know there was a camera behind me.
What do you think we're doing with this thing?
It literally looked like you were like, thank you to my Patreon. It looked like you were going into a prayer.
I was. I have a prayer. Patreon.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Lord Father, our Patreon.
All my Patreon donations.
Thank you for giving me money, a cup of coffee each at Starbucks, not at Dunkin' Donuts.
This is ASMR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Tingles.
Ooh, I like that callback. All right, so listen. These are all the new. Thank you. This reminds me of a very old YKWD.
Yeah.
This reminds me like, shut up.
Also like old YKWD.
These are all the new members of my Patreon. Tim Wool. Now, I really... This is where Mike likes me reading these because it shows how fucking stupid I am. Tim Wolfgang. Jeff Ensminger. Willis Rothel. Rothel. Joe Russ. McMowen, thank you. Daniel Konikoski, Tana Rollins, Jam. Was that a Michael Jackson song? Greg Brigawatz, Jeremy Samuel Burns, Duante Boozy.
None of these could be right?
Actually,
not one.
Chris Kurtzhals.
It's like the end Brandon, of our talk.
Brandon, Bob Alberding, Tracy Hoppa, Brent Douglas, Joe Messenger. Yep, Daniel.
Oh my God, it's just like watching
just
someone
messenger.
Pretend to not know how to read.
It's the word Dave, messenger.
Dave Kelly, Jake Stoker, Rawl. Friendo.
Javier Bardem.
It's either Dennis or Denise.
Dennis or Denise?
Which one?
Which one has an E on the end of it?
One end?
Are you doing a Key and Peele sketch?
What is happening?
A. Ron.
Saul Damon, Paul Millett, MT Bono, Brad Evans, Bo B, Ricky Forrest, Henry Crapped Open a Toot, and has Spook Cunningham.
Wait, go back. Wait, read
Henry
that one again.
Crapped up at crap- the
so Henry, I know more Henry, about Henry.
He said crap dappadopin.
Crap dappadopin. I still want to go back to Bobby.
He's having a stroke.
Bobby was my favorite.
He's choked in my spit. Henry cracked open a toot and now has fumes to Boot Cunningham. Michael Weaver, Rafael Gomez, Justin, Christy Myers,
Justin.
Ben Gunter. Southeast Asian Moosey Boy.
He found you.
Southeast Asian Moosey Boy?
He finally found you, Bobby.
Or they're just trying to fucking criminalize
know.
You.
They're trying to make me lose. All right, ready? Devon Mortar.
These people are trying to, they're trying to get him canceled.
Blockhead and Gord. What? Gord.
Two more.
Two more. Where?
On the back. On the back of the second. On the front of. The
Why?
Oh no!
I got him. I set him. You Sorry. Fucking made. Me. Is it? I didn't look like an ass enough. No, we need to flip pages open. Now I gotta look like I have fucking dementia. You cocksucker. Thank you for being a member of Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. If you listen to this podcast, if you're a fan of the podcast, please join Patreon. Whatever level you want to join. You want to be a dude, join the $5. If you want to be a fucking baller, please join $25, $10, whatever. We have the Live from the Shed is up there. Organized now. You guys have been asking. Mike busted his ass this week, putting it in order. So you want to watch all the live for Colin Quinn, Ron Bennington, Rich Voss. I mean, so many. We just did. Norton is coming out tomorrow. We got
any other comic with Anthony, a car?
Anthony Cumia. We got. I got so many. I got a producer up there. I got a casting director. We had Gabby's father. I mean, that was a crazy one when your dad came up.
That was fun.
And it's all up. And we got Ari Shaffir. We just shot last week too, which was really fun. So if you want to join Patreon.com/Robert Kelly, become a member. Even if you support this podcast, all my one-on-ones are up there. And every podcast here, you get early before everybody else. That's the deal. A ton of shit. So get up there. Get on it. Become a member. Don't fuck around. Just because I need 700 members.
Yeah.
We have 300 and something.
Yeah.
We need 700 by August. Or I'm quitting the business.
Or the
business.
Hernia.
Yeah, man. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Bobby?
Yeah.
It's only your clown friends.
I need to buy
Southeast Asian Moosey Boy.
Yeah, if you don't fucking tell your friend Southeast Asian Moosey Boy. Yeah.
I need a.
We know you got other Asian boys.
I need.
There's a lot of you.
There's got to be a lot of Moosey Boys out
there's
there.
Three things I need. I need a new house in Upper Westchester. I need a lake house, and I need a Rolex Sky Dweller. Okay, that's 20 grand. So I need you guys to help me.
Mm-hmm. I really hope Moosey Boy isn't a racial slur because it feels like it is.
No,
I'll
no,
take
no,
a Rolex Datejust. Sure.
I just said it three times.
All right, I'll take a Rolex Datejust 41.
I just want to be clear, I don't know what I'm saying.
All right. I got to go downstairs and shoot. I wish we're going to wrap up a little bit here because I got to go downstairs, right? Can you text Liz, please, to see how much time I have? We're going to find out because we might be keep going. Now, real quick, what do you got going on? Okay, what do you got going on?
I'm recording an album
forever with me.
At the... I'm trying to talk about
Andy,
my album.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Andy, apologize.
This guy always stepping on me.
No problem stepping up to the plate and saying sorry.
Thanks. He's a good guy.
Are you ever going to wash...
I'm going for a record, man. What am I supposed to do?
I'm doing an album April.
Who are you filming, taping it with?
Just on my own.
Really? Because we have a brand new record label, Laugh Button, with the Syndicate and 800 Pound Gorilla. You should talk to them.
Yeah, but then I got to share my money.
It's not going to be that much. But if you go with us,
that's true.
We can really get it out there on Sirius Satellite Radio. We'll talk after.
Yeah, we'll talk after. It's at the Punchline, though.
In San Francisco?
In San Francisco.
It's my favorite club.
Yeah.
How great is Molly?
I thought it was in Philly.
She's the best.
It's in San Fran?
Yeah.
They have one there
that's
also.
Awesome.
That's the original. Yeah. Are you telling?
Never mind.
All right, here's your shot. You ready?
I was too busy thinking about it.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
You know what? You fucked it up again.
I got my own podcast dropping March 3rd with All Things Comedy.
What's it called?
Devil's Advocate with Rosebud Baker.
Oh, cool.
And I'm excited. That's it. I mean, yeah, that's it.
And you're out in LA right now.
Oh, and I'm going to be in Huntsville with Andy on March 6th.
Who's Andy?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Nobody. March 6th and 7th.
Old hack.
March 6th and 7th, Huntsville.
Are you guys doing shows together?
Yeah.
Okay, now can I ask this question real quick?
Yeah.
Who's headlining?
Usually me, but she's headlining.
Not usually you. It's pretty even. We've gone back and forth. I think it's been.
This is not going to work out.
I think it will.
Listen.
Well, here's the thing.
The odds are against you.
Wants so much attention, she has gotten all these reps and they're just working their asses off.
Right.
And so I have to kind of like, you know, I have to get some of the draft of, you know, the cash flow just to kind of organize.
Yeah,
shoot
an album by yourself on a Wednesday in fucking Poughkeepsie. Where are you doing it again?
San Francisco.
Oh, sorry.
Third largest city in the United States. One of the most famous clubs.
She's
yeah,
I get home.
No,
from.
But she's doing like a mall in Alabama. Let's fucking celebrate her.
Listen, I'm settling for less in a lot of different areas of my life at the moment.
Man. Jesus Christ. Like black men eat pussy. Fuck off.
Let me tell you something. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, okay.
But they eat a lot more than pussy. We can get it.
Wait, stop. 11-11, let's make a wish.
He won't go near my asshole.
It's 11-11, make a wish. Wish for that. That was my wish for you, too.
Thank you.
I hope it happens. You won't eat her butthole?
There's some private stuff that I can't share, but you.
It's what she got.
I don't wipe. She's big fucking deal.
Yeah, does it ask a question? Does her asshole look like my belly button?
Yes, it does.
It does not.
It looks like Quato from fucking Total Recall.
Wait.
I see my grandma's face in it.
Wait.
Start the reaction.
I see my grandma's face.
Why won't you eat her butt?
You can see her heartbeat.
Ugh.
He's very vanilla in bed.
That's not true. I just.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Literally,
what?
Only thing I don't do.
He says
is
it on stage.
Ass. It's literally the only thing I have.
Why won't you eat ass?
He doesn't really talk dirty either that much.
Are you? I fucking talk
he says,
dirty all the time.
He says I'm really beautiful and that he loves me.
Oh, fuck off. Sorry that you're so. It's so stupid. All these dumb women want to be treated like shit in the bedroom. Why can't I find a nice guy? Because you want to be desecrated? Like fucking ISIS? Like you want your pussy treated like ISIS treating a Buddhist fucking temple?
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah. I got worked up,
but I'm with you because I went to buy a book the other day. No, I bought Harry Potter, and then I was going to get this book. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah.
But and then
three
I go
times.
In.
That was the book.
I go in and I start reading these fucking books that my wife got. Here's the fucking, you know, okay, you want to be treated with respect and everything, okay, from me. But apparently the other guy, wicked, disaster, tricked. Truths.
Wait, what?
Covet. These are the books she bought and she read. Like they're already read.
They're like mystery romance things.
Yeah, sweet disgrace. Lover reborn. This is going. Rock me.
Yeah.
Okay? Rock me. How about
they're
this?
All red.
How about this?
Erotica.
The rebel, unforgettable lady. All right. Leaping hearts. What the fuck? Romeo for hire. Hearts of gold. Holiday bound with a lady tied up.
Sounds
what
sweet.
The fuck is this whore right. doing?
South Asian moosey boy. Yeah, yeah.
Pleasure nights. And then she got Rob Lowe's book.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, listen to the Rad Dude cast.
Right. Yeah. Right on it.
I'm right on it. There I was charging that phone up.
Oh my God, something just happened in my ear. I was gonna Rad Dude cast.
Yeah, let's the Rad
and who's
Dude
on
cast
that?
With Greg Stone and Brendan Ayer and myself.
I love you guys, man. You guys, I tell you, I found you guys by accident.
Really?
Well, you came on the show. I remember.
Oh,
was it you who booked
ago.
Them?
Yeah,
it was she booked them.
No.
And I was like, what?
No, it wasn't me.
Somebody booked them. Was it you? I don't know. You guys came on. I was like, oh, this is going to be weird. Yeah, you know, because I always had Dan Soder. I had, you know, Joe and Lewis. And it was this fucking just machine. We were just murdering.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they got some success from my podcast, they just cut me off and took off and stole everything I gave them and fucking moved on. Yeah. Okay. Good, Dan. Fucking bonfire. Sounds very similar to the fucking Riotcast. Okay. Fucking Gas Digital. Nice talking to you. But anyways, God bless. No, seriously, God bless everybody. Anyways.
Yeah, oh, my God. The neck roll was great.
The Rad Dudecast last appearance made us get rid of the chairs.
What's up? Oh, really? Oh, yeah. We like a mobile room.
What?
Greg was naked in the chair.
Oh, right. Yeah, he had his balls in the chair.
Oh, yeah. We had to get curtains.
Yeah, we had to get curtains, and we had to get rid of the chairs because we made him get naked. What did we play?
Whoever swore to take off clothes.
Yeah, whoever. Yeah, I was trying to do a clean podcast because I want to get monetized. Yeah. And I can't. We don't really get monetized.
You have to be clean to monetize.
Yeah, you do.
What the?
I gotta go. But yeah, they. I was very happy to find. And you know what? I was very happy to find you too. And now through her, I found you. Thank you. Very funny. I hope you guys make it. If you don't, you can come back individually.
Let me tell you something. We're going to make it. I know I'm mean to him, but it's because when I'm nice to him, it's disgusting.
How many years do I have?
Huh?
How many years do I get?
I think we're in it for the long haul.
Okay, so give me 3 years.
Huh?
3 years. If you make it past 3 years, I'll give you $100.
That's it? You're going to give us $100
each?
Thank you.
Or
not your
thanks
wedding
so
gift.
Much, big just bucks. Fucking daddy war bucks across the table.
If we make it 3 years.
Offering us a quarter.
Hold on. If we make it 3 years, you have to buy us dinner at the Herb Farm.
What's the Herb Farm? You
what's
nerd?
That place upstate? The fucking.
Oh, the.
What's that? The inn?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Willow's
Inn. It's like a $500 meal.
Yeah.
Oh, with all the courses.
You know what I'm talking about.
Do they have potatoes?
Yeah, they got sweet potatoes.
You've probably never been there since you're offering $100 as a reward. But
first of all, I've been to Noma in Denmark.
Yeah,
it was $600 a pop.
Okay,
the best restaurant in the world.
Was it good?
It was unfucking believable.
Yeah,
and I regret that me and fucking Ari before we I was like no pictures. We got to remember it. For some stupid, dumb reason. We should have took photos of everything. I don't remember anything we ate. I'm fucking 50 years old. I'm like, fuck, I don't have it. The memory gone. I wanted the picture of the fried reindeer moss on a rock. And I don't got it.
Yeah.
Clock suck. They had ants that taste like lemon. They made chocolate out of a mushroom. And I don't remember it. All right, anyways.
I take pictures of everything.
I say 100 bucks. If you don't want, I mean, it's
yeah, fine. We'll do it.
We'll take the 100 bucks.
100 bucks. What do I get?
$100.
You can have our kids.
Very much.
Okay, what do you got? What do I get? Read my things real quick.
Uncle Bobby at Robert Kelly Live on
you
Instagram.
Call me Uncle Bobby?
Oh, I love that.
I want to.
Okay, good.
I love that.
The Patreon at Robert Kelly
you
Live.
You have a hernia.
Bobby will be at McGoobies this weekend if you're watching on the Patreon. Creeps with Kids, Gramercy Theater, Tampa, Atlanta. Detroit.
Creepswithkids.com. Go there. We're everywhere. We're still doing this thing. We had one show in Philly, sold it out, and went to over 20 theaters across the Eastern Seaboard. So hopefully we'll take it over to the middle of the country, up into Canada, and we'll keep it going. I know you guys were all emailing me, come here, come there. We're trying.
And then Skankfest South and Moon Tower.
Yep, and South by Southwest.
And South by Southwest.
I'll be at South by.
Cool, I'm going to all three of them. Yeah, good. Well, come and do the podcast with me.
I will.
We're doing it there live. And then, are you going too?
Greg and I will both be there.
Fuck.
Yes. Yeah,
that's going to be a good podcast.
Yeah, he's coming too.
You coming too?
Yeah.
All right, maybe not. But you guys, you're crazy.
Very cool.
We'll do a one-on-one.
No, it's okay. I have to sell Rosebud's merch. I'll be too busy.
That's what he said.
First time
we had sex, he pulls out and he goes, I'm never selling your merch.
Sex.
All right, what do you got, Gavin? Besides awful taste. Here, I bought you a notebook that matches your outfit.
Oh, with a pencil pouch. I have a show at the Stand first Tuesday of every month.
Listen to this lineup. Week. She's got more than fucking DeVito. Go ahead.
I have a show. every first Wednesday called Jiggy With It in Brooklyn. I'm going to be in L.A. at the Comedy Store on the 6th of April at 8 p.m. And I have a podcast called Unabashed Podcast, available everywhere. Follow me on Instagram at Gabby is Brian.
Your fucking enthusiasm and your drive.
You love it.
I do love it. All right, and what do you got?
Follow me at Mike Suarez. You can also hear me on History Hyenas with Giannis Stapapas and Chris Acefido. And I help out with Keeping Joe as well.
You're fucking doing a lot of shit. And you're fucking kicking ass comedy-wise.
I need to talk to you after this.
No.
Yes, I...
No.
Please?
No. Talk to all things comedy.
Can I come?
No, they're the fucking shit. Talk to them. Come over here. You want to come over here? Come on over here.
Put her in her place.
Come to the new... Come to Papa.
But come she on over here. Do her lawn.
Leave the big pond where you're a little fish. Come to the little pond.
I was really just wondering
fish.
If I could borrow the studio every once in a while.
Yeah, for $150.
Great.
Yeah, there you go. Make your money. It's all about money.
I am making money.
Well, then pay it. So anyways, what do you got? Oh, come on, dude. You know, every week.
Not that Cheney, Cheney. Buy Bobby's merch, and you can buy DeVito's merch, too. I made that shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's the best. You can talk to him? Want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Oh, this is them.
You want to sell my merch with Andy? a partnership.
It's fun. You look like you'd sell, she'd sell essential oils after a show.
She does.
I would.
All right, so what else do we got?
That's it for dinner?
Are we forgetting something? No. Come on, isn't there a list of things it was supposed to say?
You did the list.
We did them all. We did the list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
Apparently, you don't have a mic.
He's under a table.
You not have a mic?
No.
Why?
Because they're all over here.
He said Zach.
We need a mic for Zach.
What's happening?
When? Oh, anyways, you guys are the best fans in the world. We'll see you next week. You know what, dude?
You're listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.